subject of divine mercy or of Naam Kripa. I notice every morning it's a little bit less in the beginning. Yesterday, I think many of us were overwhelmed with joyful dancing and ecstatic emotions when the kirtan exploded under Kadamba Kanana Maharaj's very wonderful guidance and very, very heartfelt input. So some of our Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis are still getting ready for the day. That is all right. Good, so let us start. Jai Radha Madhava Jaya Kunya Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Nyavihari Radha Madhava Kunya Bihari Gopidana Vallabha Giri Varadadi Gopidana Vallabha Giri Varadadi Yasoda nandana braja jana ranjana Yasoda nandana braja jana ranjana Yamuna tira vanachari Yamuna tira vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Bihari Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Gaura Nitai, Jaya Gaura Nitai, Jaya Gaura Nitai, Jaya Gaura Nitai. Sisi Radha Gopinatha Ki Jai. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. We are reading this morning from the Antya Lila chapter 20. Text, is it 36?
Yes.
This is a famous prayer of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for obtaining bhava, or the intense emotion of love for Krishna. My dear Lord, when will my eyes be beautified by filling with tears that constantly glide down as I chant your holy name? When will my voice falter and all the hairs on my body stand erect in transcendental happiness as I chant your holy name? There is no purport but by Srila Prabhupada himself, but there's a purport of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to this. He says, he talks about payment here. Prema dana vina vyata daritra jivana dasa kari vetan more deha prema dana. Without love of Godhead, my life is so useless. Therefore I pray that you accept me as your servant and give me the salary of ecstatic love of God. Let me render service and then my payment is the salary of ecstatic love of God. Separation from Krishna awoke various mellows of distress, lamentation and humility. Thus Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to speak like a crazy man. He said, "My Lord Govinda, because of separation from you, I consider even a moment, a long time, a great millennium. Tears flow from my eyes like torrents of rains, and I see the entire world as void. There's nothing in this world which interests me. In my agitation, a day never ends, for every moment seems like a millennium." And when you wait, time passes very, very slowly. Pouring incessant tears, my eyes are like clouds in the rainy season. The three worlds have become void. Nothing of interest because of separation from Govinda. I feel as if I were burning alive in a slow fire. Lord Krishna has become indifferent to me. Just to test my love. And my friends say, better you disregard him. While Srimati Radhika was thinking in this way, the characteristics of natural love became manifest because of her pure heart. Ecstatic symptoms of envy, great eagerness, humility, zeal, and supplication all became manifest at once. In that mood, the mind of Srimati Radharani was agitated, and therefore she spoke a verse of advanced devotion to her gopi friends. In the same spirit of ecstasy, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recited that verse, and as soon as he did so, he felt like Srimati Radhika. Would you like to hear the voice, the verse? Okay, then not.
Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Bhajarine Nivashesha Shunyavadi Askatyade Sadadine Jaya Sri Krishna Jaitana Babu Nitananda Sri Advaita Garadhara Sivasadi Govaktami Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna. Again, I would like to welcome all of you to this last full day of our retreat, of our Harinam retreat, and would like to announce this title of today's, or the theme of today for you. It's welcoming the divine gift. Now, what is the divine gift? And in Sanskrit, this is called prema dhana. It's the wealth or the gift of love. Do you agree that this is a divine gift? That's the best gift. I think we can all understand when something about these prayers, they are quite exalted, but we can understand this prayer without love of Godhead, Mahaprabhu says, my life is useless. Therefore, I pray that you accept me as your servant and give me the salary. Salary means like payment of ecstatic love of God. My dear devotees, let us look into our life. There really are only two needs which we have. This is brought out in a discussion which we have often quoted, and I want to therefore only hint at it brief. A discussion between Maitri and her exalted husband Yajnavalkya. Maitri asked her husband in this discussion, what are the two needs which every human being has, which when they are fulfilled, they leave no other need unfulfilled. Yajnavalkya answers, the human being wants to be loved, and he wants to give his love, and love, in other words. Sometimes this is not so obvious in our Western civilization, because all of us have been at times disappointed in love and maybe frustrated. We have invested so much and we have not been rewarded fully. We have been even misunderstood at times. So, therefore, many of us Westerners have an almost traumatic relationship to this. But this need to receive and give love is still very prominent in all our activities. For instance, a person may endeavor very hard because he wants to be recognized. He wants to be loved by others. Maybe in business, a businessman amasses huge amounts of wealth so that he can show his wealth to the people and feel that the people admire him in some ways, give him attention, and so on. He may not need any longer money. He has enough money for his 3 chapatis a day, and 3 is maybe a little, when you have a strong appetite, 5 chapatis, but much more you can't do, you know. Even the tendency to eat, some people, they eat sweets and their bodily volume increases as a result of this. Psychologists have analyzed it's the need of love, and they want the sweetness which love gives from the sweets, because they can't get the sweetness of love in human relationships. So they just eat and eat and eat because they are so hungry for this sweetness that it shows in the bodily volume after some time. Everything, although it may not be entirely obvious at first that this person eats so much and then fills himself up, he's hungry for love. You have to look twice to discover this. Human endeavor at the base, or let us say root of the human endeavor, are these two needs. And here Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says very bluntly, without this love, my life is useless. It's a waste of time. It's not really fulfilling. And of course, this love which we are ultimately searching in our search for love is a divine love, unlimited love, love which the soul wants in relationship to the Supreme Soul, Krishna. So, when we speak of welcoming a gift in kirtan, we really look for the gift of love of Godhead, or let us be really, I would say, humble and realistic. We look for some feeling for Krishna. Love is a big word, and we should not always want only the highest. We should also be humble and see our place. But we want some feelings at least, some relationship, like we saw in this beautiful picture. I'm trying to connect with you. Some sign from the other side that yes, I'm seeing you. I understand you. So it's very interesting. If you want this prema dhana, you have to ask yourself the question: where do I find it? If I want something, the first question I asked is, where do I find it? Isn't it? If I want to have books, for instance, for my Krishna conscious library, I will look for this not in an ordinary bookstore on the street. I will go to Vishnumurti Prabhu and the BLS, is it called Bhaktivedanta Library Service? Yes, I will go to the shop and I say, do you have some new literature, please? I'm starving. I've read everything. I need something. So, where do you find, feelings for Krishna? Krishna consciousness. Where do you find that? Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, just like a beggar who is hungry goes to rich householders, says, I'm very hungry, I'm sorry. Can you just go a little bit, little? So, in just the same way, a devotee who wants Krishna consciousness or this prema dana, he will go to the assembly of other devotees who glorify Lord Krishna. Oh, Hridaya Chaitanya Prabhu, do you wish to be with us? We should make some space for Hridaya Chaitanya. Please, Madhu Gopal and everyone, come forward. Come, there's sufficient space for you, Hridaya Chaitanya. Would you like to rest your back against the wall for additional support? No need? Hare Krishna. Okay. So a devotee who wants the treasure of Krishna consciousness will go to the assembly of other Vaishnavas who chant the glories of Krishna and engage in kirtan. And it is there where this feeling of Krishna consciousness resides. I will now give a little, I will now criticize you, my dear audience. I will only do it once during the retreat. I'm known to criticize my audience very much. You have given yourself to the retreat. You have come, but I want to tell you, some of you were during the performance of your own retreat not very regular. I saw many taking part in only a few sessions and not in other sessions. I noticed especially, I noticed a certain group of Vaishnavas, Vaishnavis, who came just for a little time. If you want Krishna consciousness, you have to really want it. You have to be like a beggar. A beggar doesn't come sometimes and doesn't come in another time. He's hungry. He comes. He needs to eat. He knows that. And he comes regularly. So when you go on retreat, you have to be a little disciplined and not just come a little and then rest or space out or also on. You have to learn the art of begging. And that begging is successful in the association of devotees. We know this from what Prabhupada said. We should come, he said, regularly to the programs. And he said, if someone does this for 14 years, I remember this, 14 years, it somehow stuck in my mind. I don't know why 14 years, I can't tell you, but I know it's in Shrutakirti's Prabhupada Uvacha, or what is it? What is the difficulty is the title of the book. He said, Prabhupada said, if you do this for 14 days, not days, 14 years, Hare Krishna, it's a 14 years retreat, then you will be rewarded. You will be so Krishna conscious that whatever you speak is the truth, spiritual, beyond illusion. So this regular practice in the association of devotees will give you tremendous treasures. You can't be irregular in this if you want it. It's like, I would like to give you an example. If I want to Sorry, a little. This Tammuz is a great teacher. It is well, it's known all over the world. If I wish to have hot water, I can't apply a little heat, and then take it out, take the heat down, and then put again a little heat, take it down, put again a little heat, take it down. It will never become hot. It will become a little warm, cool off. Then again, you have to put so much energy to bring it to the same level. Again, you have to heat it up. Again, it cools off. You have to keep it on the fire. You have to increase the heat. You have to do this to have boiling water. And by the way, this is... I can't do that. The voice goes a little when one sings so loud all the time. So, when you go to devotees and chant with devotees, or when you do kirtan, you have to do it regularly. Also, this kirtan retreat will work for you the most if you apply this, if you take the kirtan with you in your life. Best is Sada, Kirtaniya, Sada, Hari, always. Then sing when you go to your office. Sing when you are, when everyone is out of the office. Sing when you go under the shower. That's when I start to sing in the morning. I'm a little dull in the morning, and then the water comes. Hare Krishna. Sing. I have this in where I do my service. At the moment, I'm writing this life school, the Vedic Way, and I have a telephone. And when the telephone calls, they all come first to the secretary, and then if there is the secretary asks me, are you there? And I say no or yes, according to, you know, if it's possible to take the phone call. Oh, I take it later. And then, but when I take the phone, I always have there the sign. It says, always chant the holy name while you do your other work. Everything else will be stolen from you at the time of death. Everything else. So this, having a regular contact with the holy name and with the association of those who have Krishna consciousness is the safe way to also obtain the wealth of Krishna consciousness. The mood of the great people comes to us when we pray their prayers. Now we are in the Maya Bhava. We want to come in the Bhagavat Maya, Bhava, the Bhagavat Bhava. We are in the Maya Bhava, we want to come in the Bhagavat, in the saintly Bhava or emotion. If you learn this to recite the prayers of the great souls, their emotions go in your heart. You can see this in the life of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He recited a verse which Srimati Radharani had recited. And it says here, and as soon as he did so, he felt like Srimati Radharani. If you want to read this verse in your private reading time, it's Antya Leela, 20th chapter, text 46. When you think the way that the great devotees think, you will forget everything, and the mood of these great devotees can be experienced. Remember, the subject under which we talk is, where do we get the Kirtan Bhava or the Krishna Bhava or Krishna Bhavanamrita, the Krishna consciousness? You get it from where it is stationed, from the hearts of the pure devotees who have this in their heart. And one way to get it is you recite the prayers in which they express their heart to Krishna, and as you do so, you will be colored with their mood. Let me give you an example of Jiva Goswami. Do you know that this cloth was not always saffron? It was once white. I think you can't imagine. Also, we sannyasis, we are white, but it is colored. There's a color over it. But essential color is white. It is just colored. And it will fade away, and then it's white again. Then I give it to Gaurahari, and he says, I say, save me. then it's colored again. So, coloring is a good example how we get the bhava. When you take a white cloth and you want it to be, for instance, blue, you take it into a blue pot, you just dunk it in, dunk, 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 and then you take it out, and it's blue. So the same you have to do with your heart. Your white heart, your desert heart, your heart without any bhava, any feeling for Krishna. You have to put it into the heart of the devotees, the pure devotees. And you have to put it inside there. Into their mood, their Krishna Bhava, by, for instance, reciting their prayers. This is what we do every morning when we chant the Shikshastakam. I believe, I'm sorry because I go so late to bed, I have not been here in the early hours, but I believe you do chant Shikshastakam still, no? You did, I remember we did it. We did it some time ago. What was the idea of this practice? The idea was, by praying the prayers which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has prayed, we will color our heart a little bit with Krishna conscious feelings. You can absorb more color or more bhava or more Krishna consciousness, let's stay with this word because you are familiar with this word, when your heart is more pure. If your heart is not so pure, if it is still so much with material, full of material desires, you will not be able to so quickly absorb the mood of the great personalities. But even if your heart is not so pure, like I can speak of my heart, it's not so pure. When you see the mood of the great devotees and you go in their association, something will happen in your heart. And you will start to long for the day that hopefully I can follow your example one day. I remember seeing my exalted spiritual master in Paris at a time when I was a very, very young devotee, and I always used to fall asleep in lectures, and I always was very, very disturbed because of this, because, you know, I missed out on Prabhupada's lectures so much. So I remember one day, Prabhupada did something. He said, today I will teach you a prayer. I still remember this day. And I always like new things. I'm my planetary constellation. I'm an Aquarius, so they always are creative and always want new things. Otherwise, they get bored. I said, "Wow, a prayer! That's new. Maybe I won't fall asleep then, because it's new." So I went. I think it was after breakfast. Prabhupada sat in a in my memory, I don't know if this is absolutely accurate, but I remember a big space. Prabhupada was sitting there. He had katas. Pradyumna Prabhu was there. And he taught us a prayer to the six Goswamis. And later I came to know that this was one of his favorite prayers. I came to know of this. But I didn't know at that time because I always fell asleep. I didn't know anything. I eating a lot, young, passionate bhakta, eating too much, and then Hare Krishna. So I remember he started to sing Krishna Kirtana Ganana Tanaparo Premamritam Bunidi. And then he stopped. First I thought, we're going to learn a prayer, but no. And then I noticed something which I have noticed thrice. Prabhupada stopped. And he stopped totally. He went into a state of exalted Krishna consciousness. And he began to become moved by this. You could see he tried to control himself to not show it. But it was obvious it went through every pore of his body. It just came out and it came to me. I felt like... I was wide awake, I remember this. And I was really, I had never seen this or felt this. And I felt also something. I felt, what is going on with me? What is happening? And then I liked it because I could see this is Krishna consciousness. Some different consciousness. Something, the consciousness is moved up to another level. And I could see that he had love for Krishna. I was just so young. But I could also feel something. I couldn't explain it, but I had no need to explain it. What can the mind explain of the important things in life? Not much. I was moved, and this happened a few times, three times I remember. Maybe another time. I have to count very accurately when there's the pause. I will count how many times I saw it. Actually, then I remembered. Another secret which I wanted to share with you. I remembered that I came first to the Hamburg temple and I thought I will never become like this. I am from a different social background than these people. I will not become like this. But another voice said, maybe I will become like that. But the mind was fighting, no, it's too crazy and too, they have no money, they are so poor here, look at this, this is so poor, everything. Who will take care of me when I'm old, when I go this path? No. No, that I didn't think. Young people don't think like this, that they get ever old. So yes. But then I came the second time, because the first time they served me halava, and I liked halava very much. I liked it very, very, very much. So I thought maybe I get another chance to taste this preparation, and I came. And then I had to wait, for some reason, I don't remember accurately. And then there was a song. It came from one of the back rooms, from a tape recorder, an old tape recorder. And in that song, it was Hari Haraye, Prabhupada sang to Krishna. And there is this part, we will play it to you this morning. We will play it in the community hall to you this morning, this part, where Prabhupada has this moment where he is moved by Krishna consciousness very much. His voice cracks. You might remember, because Hari, you know, he really goes into a, he really, it really, really goes into ecstatic Krishna consciousness. And I remember, I was there, halawa, 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 when, oh, time is also there, when do they bring the halawa? They've said they bring it, when is it coming? And then Prabhupada went into, and I felt something, it was like a flash of lightning which came. And I first didn't know what had happened. But all I can tell you, I felt called. I felt called at that time. Leave your material entanglement, become a devotee. I felt that very strong. I want that. I want also love. My life is useless like this. Who wants money? Only idiots. Who wants position? Who wants the school? Who wants university? I want Krishna consciousness. I said like this. And I'm still like this. I want this. Because something which was not in me came in me. It is said philosophically that we are tatastha shakti. It is beyond the border between the material and the spiritual world. No? And if we want to enter the spiritual world, it's only possible by some divine investment from above. And this investment of Bhava has to come from those who have it. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur makes a very interesting point about attachment. He says, attachment doesn't, it comes from, it doesn't, how to say it in English? It doesn't rest or reside in objects. It resides in the hearts who have attachment. This microphone has no attachment, but I can develop an attachment to this beautiful Radha-Dish microphone. A woman is not attached to men. Oh, no, that's wrong. Men are attached to women and women are attached to men. If someone becomes attached, he gets the attachment from somewhere. I remember I had a very lusty cousin who always would go with me to the beach, and he was very much attached to women. And I remember, I thought I was a young boy at that time, young pre-puberty. And I thought women, they look so different, and they talk about things, and I know my parent, my father had sent me into the dancing school, but I always, and so I had to dance with women, pre-puberty, and I always thought, I want to dance wildly, but they always begin to scream when it gets good. You know, the dancing gets good. You know, young boys. But then at one stage, it changes and attachment comes in the heart. It arises from somewhere. And this somewhere is previous experience. It says, I have to read this because it's very philosophical. Just as those who associate with persons attached to women are criticized more than those who associate with women themselves, association with a person attached to the Lord is praised more and more desirable than association with the Lord himself. I want to make a subtle philosophical point, and I have not been very good so far. So forget a little what I'm saying, what I was saying, because it's not very sharp. Now I'm online. My dear devotees, the attachment to the opposite sex, let us talk both for men and women, the attachment to the opposite sex is coming if you associate with people who are attached. If you are together, in other words, with lusty men, I'm talking now to the men, who always talk about women, one day you go like, is it really so good? And then you, or if the women, if you are attached with lusty materialistic women, who always talk about the men and their qualities and their muscles and their smells, and I don't know what women talk about when they talk about men. Then you will develop that attachment. Attachment with materialists is therefore criticized in our scripture because they have attachment to Maya. And when you hear their songs, when you see their movies, when you see the value system, it is at that time that you also become infected. This means if you associate with the devotees who have attachment in their heart, then this attachment to Krishna will come out. Therefore, it is more desirable to associate with people who are attached to Krishna than at this moment even to associate with the Lord. Because if you are not attached to the Lord, you will not recognize Him. When Krishna was here on this planet, only so many, I don't know, you have heard in lectures, how many, not so many, recognized Him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. His devotees could see. You become attached if you get this feeling of attachment from those who have it. And therefore, the quality of devotees is or the association of devotees is so important. Especially when these devotees talk about Krishna. Because when they talk about Krishna, usually what is in their heart comes out of the heart and goes everywhere else. There is a prayer of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur which says, "My dear Lord, I want to associate with the devotees because when they talk about you, the love which they have in their hearts is coming through their mouths, and then when I get this, therefore I want to have the blessings of millions of ears so that I can be present where your millions of devotees are and listen to them." That's Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Amazing, isn't it? "I don't want to miss the nectar from even one of your devotees. Therefore, I need millions of ears because they talk here and here, and someone is there. Someone is in Kamyavan, someone is in Vrindavan, someone is in Bahulvan. I just need to be present in all these katas." No? This is the thing. Srila Rupa Goswami quotes a verse. He says, "A man will attain the qualities of the person with whom he associates. Just as a crystal takes up the color of the object next to it. Therefore the wise man will take shelter of those who have qualities like his own for the prosperity of his family." When you have a crystal and you put it next to a red hibiscus flower, for instance, you will see the color red appearing in the crystal. In much the same way, you will see the attachment and the feelings of another person appearing in your heart with whom you associate. Haven't we seen this? Nima is nodding his head. He has also experienced this. It works. It's also so important for our young generation, that those who are born from the devotees. You have seen, when you run into the world of computers and films and illicit sex, you begin to feel like that. Ooh, maybe it's interesting. Maybe the devotees in the temple didn't know this. You feel like that, you know. But then you say, well, okay, then you may look at it in an analytical way, and maybe you will sometimes burn your finger even a little bit. And then you understand, well, okay, this doesn't give the prema dana, the treasure of love. Let me again go to the devotees. And then you are with the devotees, and you feel, wow, I feel so good. I feel so different. And so on. Those who come to retreats, I usually notice the first 2 days are hell for them, because disorientation takes place. The moods are changing. Material mood goes out slowly, the bleeding it out, and some other mood comes in, and it's an in-between state. And then, after 3 or 4 days, if they stay with the process, they say, I like it. I let me also dance to this. This is good. And so on. This is the crystal example which Rupa Goswami gives. And I think it's crystal clear. We experience it. You have association. And then you experience how it goes in the heart. So my dear devotees, if you want the real Kirtan Bhava to come in your heart, then you have to associate with devotees and sit with them. And the Kirtan leader will ignite a fire of Krishna consciousness. And then your heart is like a mirror, and it will reflect that fire. Therefore, the Kirtan leaders have to be extremely responsible. My dear Kirtan leaders, and I think at times every one of us is a Kirtan leader, isn't it? What is in your heart will go to the heart of the other people. Therefore, we want to that the advanced devotees lead the Kirtan. We don't care so much about voices. We care about the content of the heart. That's important. We Kirtan leaders, it's a deep responsibility. Of course, it is said. Now I have given a very every Kirtan leader says, well, okay, then I better don't sing. No. It said, if you perform Kirtans under the auspiciousness. What is the English word, please?
No.
Auspices. What is auspices? What does it mean, please, this word?
It means under the authority.
Under the authority? Mm-hmm. If you perform a kirtan under the authority auspices, then of a pure devotee, then that also comes. That's why in our movement, We have seen, after many struggles, we have to concentrate on Prabhupada. I mean, it comes through him, you know, mostly. And we have to do things his way, so that it really comes, and we don't block the flow of Krishna consciousness. So welcoming the gift means stay with devotees, take part in the kirtan, and it will come into your heart. The Krishna conscious Bhava will manifest. Another way is pray the prayers which they pray. Because in the prayers, the Ashtakams also, there the Bhava of the devotees, the Krishna conscious feelings of the devotees, it is very much there. It is very much there in these prayers. For instance, I read you a prayer. O lotus-eyed Lord, I always long for the opportunity to render direct service unto you. As baby birds that have not yet developed their wings always look for their mother to return and feed them. As small calves tied with ropes await anxiously the time of milking, when they will be allowed to drink the milk of their mothers, or as a morose wife whose husband is away from home, always longs for him to return and satisfy her in all respects. O lotus-eyed Lord, I always yearn for the opportunity to render direct service unto you. So when you hear this, this is from the sixth canto, such a prayer, you think, I should also long for Krishna. You feel like this. Patanjali, the great, and this is my last quotation, the great master of yoga has talked about this infectious quality of getting the bhava from someone who has the bhava. He says, one can control his vrittis, it means his thoughts, by fixing the mind on one who has transcended human passions and attachments. Look at a picture of a great soul. Think of him. That will pacify your mind, purify your heart, and give the gift of concentration to you. So this is very important, my dear devotees. I have so much to talk about it, but time is also there. So many things I want to talk, so many good things. Not possible, no time. Frustration. So how do you associate with great souls? This I have to say. Practical. Can you give me your attention? I'm sorry, my lecture is not very good today. It's such a great subject matter, and I just have so many points, and I have to select only a few from this, and I'm so attached to all of them, so I can't just be satisfied with it. Please forgive me, but listen again. Here's what you should do. Vani, read and bring yourself while you read into the presence of the speaker, the author. Associate, in other words, when you read with Prabhupada. Why is he writing this? Why does he make this point? What is exactly the point? How does it apply for my life? Vani, don't be dull when you enter the hall of Vani. Then, allow your mind to be guided by the speaker. Dare to think like they think. You know, go in this direction. Don't stay in your own turf always. Turf means limited space. Just think in these ways. And then seek the blessings of these great souls by sincerely serving their mission. And then you get the blessings from above, and the bhava will come, the Krishna conscious emotions will come to your heart. You will feel like that. So, thank you very much, Hare Krishna. Please forgive me, I was not very good today, I lost it, I'm very dissatisfied. It's a great subject, my dear devotees. If you can understand it, if you can apply it, you get some feeling, and then you can chant with feeling. Then it's not so dry, where you think 16 rounds, impossible. You feel, oh no, 16 rounds, I want to do more. One more round, I want to do. You know, because you like this. It's 9 o'clock and we will open the session with questions if there are questions. I want to send you now to your breakfast. And please keep with us. 11 o'clock, we want to see you punctually. Don't fade out. Be with us. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Go pray manandi ariyari bo.